Welcome to Digimaster Shorts. We are your hosts, Adam Nagus.
And Carly Wilson, delivering the latest scoop from the digital realm. Billionaire Vinod Khosla, an early backer of OpenAI, has voiced his support for the forced divestiture of the popular social media app TikTok from its Chinese parent company, ByteDance, following congressional action in March, which could lead to a TikTok ban in the US unless ByteDance divests its US operations. Khosla warned about the potential for TikTok to be weaponized by China. In a hard-hitting Financial Times op-ed, Khosla contrasted the Chinese restrictions on Douyin, TikTok's Chinese variant, with the unfettered access US children have to TikTok, likening it to programmable fentanyl controlled by the Chinese Communist Party. He argued that the sale of TikTok is crucial to prevent foreign manipulation of US citizens and promote CCP's objectives. Khosla raised concerns about TikTok's AI-powered algorithm, suggesting the app should be treated as a potential threat to national security, similar to the way the US handled concerns over Huawei routers. Amid these fears, Pew Research Center findings show that 60% of Americans see TikTok as a national security threat, and accusations of Chinese propaganda actors using the platform to influence US elections only exacerbate these worries. Despite these claims, representatives for the Chinese Foreign Ministry have not yet commented on the issue.
Generative music startup Uncharted Labs has made quite an entrance with Udio, its new AI-powered music generator that challenges reigning champion Suno V3. Early glimpses of music produced by Udio prior to its release have impressed reviewers, showcasing coherent lyrics and well-structured compositions that could be mistaken for human creations. The anticipation for Udio ramped up after leaked samples surfaced over the weekend, featuring diverse styles including hip-hop and a vintage-themed track. Since Udio has become publicly available for testing, the platform has attracted a surge of users, which has unfortunately led to overwhelmed servers and notably long generation times for new tracks. Despite some technical hiccups, the user-friendly interface of Udio allows for simple music creation through text prompts, broadening the scope for musical creativity. Udio, which enjoys the backing of high-profile investors and musicians, emphasizes its commitment to empowering artists, incorporating legal measures to ensure ethical use and the training of future AI models. While the platform's beta phase is free and permits substantial song creation, full functionality hinges on overcoming current technical challenges. Bloomberg, known for swiftly and accurately delivering business and financial news, reports an important development in the field of artificial intelligence. President Joe Biden and Japanese Prime Minister Fumio Kishida have announced a significant collaboration in AI research. Tech giants Amazon.com Inc. and Nvidia Corp. are among key players investing in a newly launched joint artificial intelligence research program backed by the US and Japan. With a combined funding of $110 million, efforts are set to enhance cooperative technological advancement. Research partnerships will take place between the University of Washington in Seattle, Tsukuba University in Japan, Carnegie Mellon University in Pittsburgh, and Tokyo's Keio University. This announcement followed the summit between the two leaders in Washington. The initiative underscores the growing importance of global collaboration in pioneering AI technology.
In an age where screen time is ubiquitous, the AI pin emerges as a $700 innovation funded by firms like OpenAI and Microsoft, aimed at reducing our reliance on smartphone screens. This tiny device, a creation by the startup Humane, has been equipped with a virtual assistant that answers queries and executes tasks like judging the healthiness of food items. Despite its advanced AI capabilities, the AI pin has shown limitations, struggling with tasks such as performing mathematical calculations and creating sandwich recipes. As a wearable resembling a Star Trek communicator, it uses magnets to attach to clothing and a laser to project text onto a user's hand, sidelining conventional screens. Its functions extend from taking notes to internet searches without the need for a smartphone. Despite its noble intentions to keep us connected yet less screen dependent, the AI pin's success remains to be seen, especially with the mixed reception of its ability to handle everyday tasks. The tech community watches on, as $240 million in funding reflects a high-stakes gamble on shifting the paradigm of personal technology. Adobe is entering the text-to-video AI space with its new model, aiming to compete with existing technologies like OpenAI's Sora, and is currently inviting artists to contribute video clips for training purposes. According to a Bloomberg report, artists are offered around $3 per minute for their footage, but concerns are rising due to the relatively low compensation and the perpetual, uncredited use of their work, the compensation may seem insignificant, especially since the contributions are meant to help train an AI that could potentially diminish the need for human artists. Despite the need for vast amounts of data to train AI models effectively, Adobe is only seeking more than 100 short clips, indicating the possibility of relying on an already collected large trove of data from its various AI tools. Adobe's solicitation underscores an ongoing debate regarding AI and copyright, with artists already expressing discontent at their styles being used without consent by other AI systems. As Adobe gears up to share more details about its AI video generator, the creative community watches with anticipation and wariness about the implications for artistic credit and job security. Nevertheless, Adobe has confirmed its AI video generator project without extensive details, while the tech community awaits further announcements set for release later this year.
Thank you for listening to today's AI and Tech News Podcast Summary. Please do leave us a comment, and for additional feedback, please email us at podcast@digimasters.co.uk. You can now follow us on Instagram and Threads by searching for @DigimasterShorts or search for Digimasters on LinkedIn. Be sure to tune in tomorrow, and don't forget to follow or subscribe.